USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. lawmakers are approving another stopgap spending package that officially keeps federal agencies funded through early March, sending the measure to the White House for President Biden's signature late Thursday. The House approved the shutdown averting legislation just hours after the Senate's relatively speedy passage. Audio from the 911 call to send Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to the hospital January 1st. A top aide asking for discretion.
Can I ask, can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
In that recording obtained by CNN, the dispatcher explains that ambulances usually turn off lights and sirens on residential streets. Austin was treated at Walter Reed Hospital earlier for prostate cancer. The White House, Congress, and the National Security Council were not informed until days later, which has drawn intense criticism from members of both parties. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms are spreading at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states, from Wyoming to New York. It started Thursday night and continues today. The second part of the storm will dump more snow on parts of the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic. Writer E. Jean Carroll's wrapped up her testimony accusing Donald Trump of sexual assault and defamation. She spent the last day and a half on the stand in Judge Lewis Kaplan's Manhattan courtroom. Trump's already been found guilty of defamation and liable for sexually abusing Carroll decades ago in a department store dressing room. Former President Trump's mother-in-law has been laid to rest. Ivanka Knauss, mother of former First Lady Melania Trump, was buried Thursday in Palm Beach, Florida. She was 78 when she died. Trump complained Wednesday about the fact his New York trial judge offered little grace for the occasion.
We asked to just delay the trial for one day, and he said absolutely not.
Trump was nearly tossed out of the courtroom this week. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
President Biden says U.S. military strikes against Houthi rebels will continue. While speaking to reporters outside the White House Thursday, Biden acknowledged the U.S. and U.K. strikes may not be stopping the Houthis, but they'll continue anyway. This follows Wednesday's announcement the U.S. is designating the Houthi rebels as a terrorist group. A landmark Department of Justice report into the failings of law enforcement officers who responded to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in May 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking on a 600-page DOJ report that says the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
The mass shooting left 21 killed and 17 others hurt, including many young children. A suspect is now in custody following a rash of stabbing attacks in New York City in recent days. The suspect's been identified as 27-year-old Jermaine Reguer of Queens. He was arrested late Wednesday night. In all of the stabbings, the suspect walked up to the victims and stabbed them in the back or abdomen. One victim was able to get into a dry cleaner for help.
He's just walking on the street and some young guy behind him, he just is stepping his back.
Thankfully, none of the injuries were life-threatening. An investigation is ongoing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.